A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Last 15 minutes of the show, thereabouts. If you want to give us a call, you know the number. Let's go to Nigel. Good evening, Nigel.
Oh, good evening, Ian. All right.
How are you doing? Yeah, I'm good, thanks. What's going on?
Oh, I was feeling quite bad earlier. You know, that I'm starting to feel lonely now, you know, without Mum. You know, she's been here so long. I'm starting to feel her missing, you know.
Yeah, I get that, of course.
And I've not felt... because I've kept busy. If I sit quietly and try and just relax, it feels worse. So I had to find something to do, like washing up and cleaning or something, you know.
Have you tried talking to her?
I did my prayers. That made me get up and do something positive after I did my prayers.
Yeah. Because my dad passed a few years ago, but I still talk to my dad. I find it very comforting.
Yeah. Yes, I do talk to her,
good.
In my mind as well, in my prayers, basically.
Yeah, cool, if that works for you, then that's great.
I just say to her, please help me to carry on.
Oh, mate. Oh, no.
Yeah, because I'm finding it hard to carry on, honestly.
I know you are. It must be a real struggle.
It's more difficult for me than anyone else.
Yeah, we get that.
I'm sure, because I haven't got family around me, you know, like a lot of people.
Well, you know, we are... Catherine is still talking to a few people that might be able to help at some point. Okay, these things unfortunately take a little bit of time.
It's only beginning to hit me now, really. Basically, because it's so quiet without her here. But I know I shouldn't be stuck to my mum's apron strings. But
oh, nice.
It's just such a shock, you know, isn't it? Really, basically,
yeah.
I can't believe it. And I see visions of what she looked like, you know, when she was sitting next to what she had. And when she was walking through the door with a cup of tea saying, I'll come back and shut the door in a minute. And you know, little things that remind you of her, you know.
Yeah, of course. That's only natural.
I rang up to tell you that I went back to Helen Grant's place today in Maystone.
Yeah. That's the MP.
I try to go to Maystone every day, which gets me out to meet people. And I met her secretary that's there all the time.
Yeah.
I forget what her name is now. But she gave me £5 to get some food today, something out today. That was good of her.
That is above and beyond. That is very good.
She gave me £5 because she was, you know, she felt sorry for me. So that was good of her.
Good for her.
So I've got a new friend there.
She's
about 40.
Okay.
So we're just friends now, but she already knew about me. She said, "Are you right?"
Oh, Nigel, you're breaking up.
Yes, is that better?
Yep.
Yeah. So after that, I went to the solicitor to see about the letter from the hospital that said they made a blunder about her bed sore. I told you before, did I?
You did mention that, yeah.
Yeah, I've got this letter that the hospital said take it to a solicitor. So I've got one now that I had a bit of an interview with the his secretary.
Yeah. You know solicitors are really, really expensive.
I know, but they did say it could be one way or the other. They'll let you know whether, you know, they tell you one way or the other whether it's going to be worth it or not.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
No win, no fee.
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it says in the letter that she was mistreated in hospital. I can't believe it, to be honest, on top of her dying. Mistreated with this painful bed ulcer, and she was in agony, in pain. So he kept piling in the painkillers, and I believe the painkillers probably killed her in the end.
Well, possibly. I mean, she was very ill and very old.
Yes, yes, but she was okay until the fall didn't kill her, because she only cut her head open and broken her wrist. That's all.
Yeah, but listen, I don't want to say that the hospital may have mistreated her and they may have mistreated the bed sore, but you know, something as simple as falling over and breaking a bone can be enough if someone's old and frail.
Stop the kidneys working.
I don't know. I don't know. The
main thing was the kidneys not working.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that, Nigel. So
that's what the doctor said, and
a bed sore isn't going to make kidneys stop working, is it?
No. And she had blood poisoning as well.
Who knows? Here's the thing. Who knows what was wrong with her before she went in?
Well, she wasn't perfect before she went in.
You might not know that the kidneys are not working for a while.
Yeah. I just don't want to talk about it, really.
Okay, well, you don't have to talk about it.
The point is that I want to get it sorted, you know.
Okay. Well, be prepared.
I mean, they said I may be entitled to some compensation for the blunder in the hospital.
Okay.
Which would be handy for me, wouldn't it, with all the money troubles I've got.
Would be very handy. It would be very. Just be aware that these no-win, no-fee solicitors take a big chunk of any money that is awarded as compo. They take a big old chunk of it.
So that's sorted. That's one thing I kept putting off, but that's one thing sorted. Yeah. And I've put my electric bills on hold at the moment until they've read the meter.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's a good idea. So I said to the person that I'm going to get someone to read the meter, and can you put it on hold for a couple of weeks? That gives me a chance to save some of the money.
There you go. That sounds like a plan.
It was a good idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So now I've got to put some money in the bank for my phone that I'm using, so that I can keep my phone working all the time.
Yeah.
My phone is very important to have a phone.
There's a way of getting a cheaper phone deal. I don't know what kind of package
There isn't really, because they're going to do a cheaper thing for me. That's why they want the money in the bank, so they can do it. You have to have money in the bank before they'll do it cheaper a month, you know.
Right.
So it's going to anyway. I've sorted that as well. Anyway, the phone people around have been quite busy, really.
Yeah, good.
And I got up earlier today as well. I wasn't in bed.
Yeah.
For long. I couldn't sleep anyway.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry.
There's so much going on.
You're doing so well, Nigel.
I just wish she was back.
You're doing so well.
Yes, she would be proud of me.
She would be very proud of you. She is very proud of you, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, I don't want to get too upset, but anyway.
When do you reckon we might get a song off you again?
Did you want one tonight?
Yeah, maybe not tonight. If you're not feeling up to it,
I could do one now if you wanted to.
Would you want to do a song tonight?
I could do. I was hoping to do one.
Well, in that case, Nigel, let's have a song tonight. Let's do a cappella.
Something I've done before.
Go on in.
But Nigel's time be all right. The Nigel's time.
Nigel's time would be perfect.
Thanks. Okay, it would really cheer me up to do it, actually.
Yeah, you go ahead and you sing Nigel's time. Yeah.
This could be for Mum, couldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And all my fans. They asked me on Facebook earlier, are you going to ring up and talk to Ian Lee? That's how pop. Oh, someone put £10 through the door the other day. One of my friends on Facebook in Maystone. That's how much they think of me.
There you go. Well, that's something. Darren, I wish someone would put £10 through my door. If anyone wants to put £10 through my door, I will happily take it. Good for them. That's kind.
So I couldn't believe it when I looked on the Facebook page. There was a message saying, "I put £10 in your door." He didn't put a note saying who it was.
No, but you put a note with a picture of the Queen on, and that's more important. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Pardon?
I'm making a joke about the notes. Go on. What are you going to sing? Sing Nigel time.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Is it clear now when I'm talking in this position?
Beautiful.
Is it clear now?
It was the first time. It wasn't the second time you asked.
1-2, is that all right? Okay, 1-2.
1-2, 1-2, check, check.
1-2, 1-2.
1-2, yeah, 1-2.
Yeah. Tuning in, calling up, talking to the nation, sing a song, melody. For your adoration, late night phone-ins, I'm keeping you awake. It's our time to shine. Up all night, it's entertainment time. It's our time to sing another line. Oh, it's Nigel's time. Clouds are gone, sun is up, up on your horizon. Safe at home, back on the phone. To my radio station, late night phone-ins, I'm keeping you awake. It's our time to shine. Up all night, it's entertainment time. It's our time to sing another line. Oh, it's Nigel's time to make a, point nope. of view.
Nope.
Time to play and rock this. My life's exciting. I'm inviting you to listen for another day. It's our time to shine. Up all night, it's entertainment time. It's our time to sing another line. Oh, it's Nigel's time. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Nigel.
I've got the middle bit.
No, we'll do a take two later on. Hey, listen, man, thanks a lot. We'll speak later in the week.
Thank you, Ian.
Cheers, Nigel. Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. Well, that song felt more poignant than it's ever felt before, didn't it? Bloody hell. Here's my worry, right? He's just on the right side of mental health or whatever to not be picked up. He's just on the right side of being able to be independent and not be picked up.
Yeah, I know.
He's not.
But that's what I've said to the people I've been having conversations with, that he's, I think he's too easily dismissed at this point. But I'm hoping.
Oh, God, I can see this having a terrible.
Well, let's hope not. I'm hoping he's going to get back up in time.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.